الله الرحمن الرحيم. Coming to the end of the chapter on the length of the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam izratul muslimi ila nisfi saq. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the lower garment of a Muslim should be halfway through his shins. ولا حرج ولا جناح فيما بينه وبين الكعبين. There is no harm, there is no sin if it is between the ankles and halfway between the shins. So if it's slightly lower also, meaning between the shins and between the ankles, then also there is no harm, there is no sin. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first mentioned that it should be halfway. But if it is below that too also, but above the ankles, then there is no harm, there is no sin. فما كان أسفل من الكعبين فهو في النار. Whatever is below the ankles, that is in the fire of Jahannam. وَمَنْ جَرَّ إِزَارَهُ بَطَرًا لَمْ يَنْظُرِ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. That person that drags his garment out of pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at that person. Here we explain what it means, Allah Pak will not look at the person. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at the person with the nazar of rahmat and mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy won't be directed at this person. Why? For such a simple, foolish thing that this person is doing, he's just allowing his garments to go below his ankles. How serious this is. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought so many ahadiths. How many ahadiths he brought on this chapter? He could have just brought one hadith and showed us the importance, but yet he brought so many different ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us the importance of being careful about the length of our garments. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qal, marantu ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa fi izari istirkha. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, so his name was Abdullah ibn Umar. He mentions that I walked past Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and my lower garment was loose, meaning it was hanging below my ankles. It was loose, it was going below my ankles. فَقَالَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ إِرْفَعْ إِزَارَكْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, O Abdullah, lift up your garment, lift up your lower garment. فَرَفَعْتُهُ. I lifted it up. ثُمَّ قَالَ زِدْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lift it up even more. فزدت فما زلت أتحرها بعض. He said, I did that. Nabi Sallam told me, pick it up even more. I picked it up even more. And from that day onwards, I was never unconscious. I was never unmindful about this. I was very careful about the fact, about the length of my garments. And Nabi Sallam told me that after that, I never was unmindful about this. I was very, very careful that the length of my garment should be correct. فقال بعض القوم. Some people asked, إلى أين? Where should the length be? فَقَالَ إِلَىٰ أَنْصَافِ السَّاقِينَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it should be halfway through the shins. So that is the length of the lower garment. Here also we mentioned in the beginning that the qamis, meaning the top garment, if it is so long that it also goes below the ankles, this will also fall under that prohibition. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that why don't you wear the clothing, or why don't you wear your lower garment like how the malaika wear? So when asked that how the malaika wear their lower garment, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that until the middle of the calves, this is how the malaika wear their garments. So if you like to imitate the malaika, in such an easy way, you just be careful of the length of our garments. Last hadith of this chapter, وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ جَرَّ ثُوبَهُ خُيَلَىٰ لَمْ يَنْزُرِ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You know, when muhaddisin, they bring hadith, they're very careful about which hadith they bring, where in the chapter, and why they bring it. So now Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought so many different hadith warning us, and now he brings this hadith as the last hadith of his chapter, warning us again that be very careful about this. It's not something that is just unimportant, something that people may just talk about, but it's a very serious thing. So he brings this hadith also at the end. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that person that drags his lower garments out of pride, لَمْ يَنْزُلِ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah Pak will not look at the person with the nazar of mercy on the day of Qiyamah. فَقَالَتْ أُمُّ سَلَمَةَ. أُمُّ سَلَمَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا asked, she said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَكَيْفَ تَصْنَعُ النِّسَاءَ. This was the love and this was the desire that they had. She was a lady and she realized that this, so many prohibitions and so many hadiths, etc., when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning this is applicable to the men. What about the ladies? So they also had the desire to learn. So she asked Ms. Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the beloved wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So she asked that كيف تصنع النساء بذيولهن. What should the woman do with their lower, what should they do? Would they, that zujul in Arabic actually means with the hem of the clothing. So meaning the bottom part of the clothing. What should they do? What should be the length of their clothing? Qala yurkhina shibran. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that they should allow it to flow one hand span. One hand span means from the baby finger till the thumb like this. In other words, below the ankles they should allow it to flow that amount. Qalat idhan, qalat idhan takashufil aqdamahun. So she complained to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that case, if you just allow it that one hand span, that one palm span, then what will happen is when the women are walking, then the ankles will be able to be seen, because as they're moving, and if it's only so much below the ankles, then the feet will be now exposed as they're walking, so the feet will become exposed. Qala fayurkhiyanahu dhira'an la yazidna. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that they should allow it one arm span. Arm span means from ear till ear. So this span from ear till the elbows, it's about 48 centimeters roughly. So that is the maximum that they should allow the garment to flow. And beyond that, they shouldn't allow it to flow, because obviously that will collect dirt, it will drag, it will be not clean. So this is the length that the woman can go up to. The men start from halfway through the shins till above the ankles, and the woman starts from the ankle, and it can go to that level, that one arm span. Is the maximum that they can allow their clothing to flow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being very careful about the length of our clothing. Why? Because sometimes we don't realize that we're doing things, and it is out of pride, that the one hadith mentioned. And if this is out of pride, we don't realize it is out of pride, but the person thinks that, no, I'm not a proud person, and how can the outward affect the inward? But here there's a hadith showing that there's so much effect it can have. So therefore we should be very, very careful. It's last night of Zaydimun Kitab. So beautifully the author is mentioning that a person who's not clean, he doesn't have ghusl, for example, he doesn't have taharat, this person is not allowed to come in the masjid. It's not correct for him, it's makruh for him now to come in the masjid. Why? He needs a ghusl, he should have a ghusl, and then he should come into the masjid. So like that, he mentions that when a person's body is not clean, he needs to take a ghusl, then he can come in the masjid. When our hearts are so dirty with pride, with malice, with envy, how do we expect our heart to come in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's so majestic, who's so great, who's so pure? If we can't just come in His house if our bodies are not clean, how do we want our hearts to go in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when our hearts are not clean? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah salah, try and read Surah Kahf, and try and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib, because most ulama are of opinion that du'as are accepted at this time. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.